And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 28th of May, 2025. Today is World Otter Day. Otters are beautiful, playful animals that live in wetlands across the world. Charismatic otters are the largest members of the weasel family. Unlike other weasels, the 13 extant otter species are all semi-aquatic, aquatic, or marine. Their sleek bodies range in size from 2 to nearly 6 feet long. Otters slide down riverbanks, juggle rocks, and float on their backs in watersheds on 5 continents. The only places without endemic otters are Australia and Antarctica. Otters reach swim speeds of up to 7 miles per hour. This pace is 3 times faster than the average human swimmer. Otters can hold their breath for 3 to 4 minutes, closing their nostrils and ears to keep out water. Powerful tails propel them through the water. About 90% of all sea otters live on the coast of Alaska. Sea otters don't just have the densest fur of all otters, they have the densest fur of all mammals. Otters have as many as 2.6 million hairs per square inch. That makes it about 1,000 times more dense than human hair. That thick coat is needed because otters are the only marine mammals without a blubber layer of insulation. They rely on all that fur to trap a layer of air against the surface of their skin. The barbs on each hair strand hold in place the air bubbles that the otters blow into their pelts while grooming, which they can spend up to 5 hours doing each day. This air has the side effect of making them highly buoyant. Occasionally, an otter must grab onto a rock or some kelp to remain submerged while swimming. Sea otters, particularly mothers and pups, sometimes hold hands while floating on their backs. Hand-holding keeps the otters from drifting away from each other and their food source while they sleep. They also sleep wrapped in long strands of kelp, like a blanket. The kelp acts like an anchor and prevents them from floating out to the open ocean. When a pup is small, the mother will hold him on her belly to keep him from floating away. Otters' big appetites protect kelp forests by eating sea urchins. Without sea otters, the urchin population booms and destroys the kelp forest habitat. Few animals play as adults, and otters are one of them. Researchers found that playful sliding on the riverbank was not just efficient locomotion, but play. Rock juggling doesn't improve hunting skills. All otter species appear on the red list of threatened species. Species are declining due to overfishing of their prey, poaching, habitat destruction, and illegal trade for fur and as pets. They are harmed by entanglement with nets and other rogue fishing gear. The publication of Animal Rights, Human Rights, Entanglements of Oppression and Liberation by David Niebert was on this day in 2002. This accessible and cutting-edge work offers a new look at the history of Western civilization, one that brings into focus the interrelated suffering of oppressed humans and other animals. Niebert argues persuasively that throughout history, the exploitation of other animals has gone hand in hand with the oppression of women, people of color, and other oppressed groups. Niebert suggests that the liberation of devalued groups of humans is unlikely in a world that abuses other animals, and conversely, that animal liberation cannot take place when humans continue to be exploited and oppressed. And here is a sonnet to the River Otter by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Dear native brook, wild streamlet of the West, how many various fated years have passed. What happy and what mournful hours since last I skimmed the smooth thin stone along thy breast, numbering its light leaps. Yet so deep impressed sink the sweet scenes of childhood that mine eyes I never shut amid the sunny ray, but straight with all their tints thy waters rise. Thy crossing plank they marge with willows gray, and bedded sand that veined with various dyes gleamed through thy bright transparence. On my way, visions of childhood, oft have you beguiled lone manhood's cares, yet waking fondest sighs. Ah, that once more I were a careless child. Sonnet to the River Otter by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to have some playfulness in your life.